Hello, my name is Tim Buss, and welcome to this AAT podcast on the flat rate scheme. A VAT registered business may join the flat rate scheme if there are reasonable grounds to believe that taxable turnover in the next year will be £150,000 or less. By taxable turnover, I mean standard rated, zero rated, or lower rated sales. In the test of eligibility, the amount of £150,000 is VAT exclusive. It doesn't exclude any anticipated sales of capital assets. Once in the scheme, the business must leave the scheme if the total tax inclusive turnover exceeds £230,000, and this test has to be done on every anniversary date of joining the scheme. The £230,000 test is based on the entries made in Box 6 of the VAT returns in the preceding four quarters. Prior to the 4th of January 2011, the exit threshold for the scheme was £225,000. It was increased to £230,000 to take account of the increase in the standard rate from 17.5% to 20%. Where the increase in turnover is due to a one-off transaction, a business may remain in the scheme if it expects its turnover in the subsequent year to be less than a specified amount. Currently, the specified amount is £191,500. A business can start using the scheme from its effective date of registration or any later date agreed with HMRC. In most cases, the start date will be the first day of the accounting period after the application is received. A start date of the first day of a VAT accounting period should normally be agreed, as this will make it easier for the business to move from one method of accounting to another. However, HMRC can be flexible when agreeing a prospective start date. Request to start or end use of the scheme in the middle of a VAT period can be granted, unless there are grounds for refusal under the protection of the revenue. However, HMRC must make it clear to the business that switching accounting methods in the middle of a VAT period will require the business to perform two calculations for its first VAT return on the scheme, or indeed off the scheme. The flat rate scheme works by applying a flat rate percentage to total turnover. HMRC have estimated the percentage of VAT due compared to the VAT inclusive turnover for different types of businesses. Once a business has established which category the business falls into, the relevant percentage is applied to the tax inclusive turnover to arrive at the amount of VAT due. In theory, this should be approximately the same as if the business accounted for VAT under the normal rules, that is, accounting for output tax less input tax. From the 1st of January 2004, HMRC introduced a further reduction of 1% off the normal flat rates for businesses in their first year of VAT registration. This is to recognise the special circumstances of newly VAT-registered businesses and to encourage them to use the flat rate scheme from the beginning of their VAT registration. To calculate the discounted rate for businesses new to VAT, the business looks up the flat rate for the particular business sector on the table produced by HMRC or using the online Ready Reckoner. Whatever the percentage for the particular sector, the percentage is reduced by 1%. The discounted rate lasts for 1 year from the effective date of registration, but only if the business notified his or her liability to register for VAT on time and asked to use the flat rate scheme from the date that the business registered. If the business notifies their liability to register late, discounted rate only runs from the date the notification was made until the first anniversary of the effective date of registration. When the VAT rate was raised from 17.5% to 20% on the 4th of January 2011, the flat rate percentages were amended upwards to account for the fact that VAT rate had increased. Some of the rates have risen substantially and a few have been reduced. It is up to the business to notice that the rates have altered and apply the correct rate. Any overpayment through failing to notice a reduction will be capped if not spotted for over 4 years. Obviously, anybody whose rate has increased should reconsider whether the scheme benefits them and weigh up the costs of extra administration against the increased VAT liability through using the flat rate scheme. HMRC expect that some businesses will leave the flat rate scheme as a result of the changes, but it's impossible to estimate how many. Each business has to consider its own circumstances and make a decision based on the merits. The turnover to which a business applies the flat rate percentage includes all the supplies made by the business concerned. It includes the VAT inclusive taxable supplies, which is standard rated or low rated supplies. It includes zero rated supplies and also includes exempt supplies such as rent or deposit interest in some cases. HMRC are trying to make the system foolproof, so all the business simply needs to do is look at its income regardless of what it is and multiply that income by the flat rate percentage to determine the amount of VAT due for the quarter. For these reasons, HMRC insist that box 6 of the VAT return includes all forms of income, taxable and exempt, and the VAT charged on the taxable income. Box 6 would not include outside the scope supplies for flat rate businesses or indeed any disbursements. The turnover can be calculated on either an invoice or a cash accounting basis. It should be noted that a business excludes from turnover any non-business income and supplies which are outside the scope of VAT. Even though the business may be using the flat rate scheme, the business must still raise VAT invoices to VAT registered customers and the invoices which show VAT at the normal rate and not the flat rate. This is simply because a business is not changing the VAT that is charged to customers or even the VAT being charged by suppliers. Rather, all the flat rate scheme does is change the way the business accounts to HMRC for the amount due. There are issues concerning recovery of VAT, that is, recovery of input tax. Generally, input tax is not deductible under the flat rate scheme. However, it is possible to deduct input tax in three situations. The first is if a business purchases a capital asset with a VAT inclusive value of £2,000 or more. If so, the business will be entitled to a full input tax reclaim in respect of that capital asset. By claiming back VAT in full on the purchase, it does mean that when the business sells the capital asset, VAT must be accounted for on the full value of the sale. The second occasion for an input tax reclaim is where a business recovers pre-registration input tax. The same rules apply to flat rate businesses as they do to normal businesses. That is, the business can recover VAT on services received up to 6 months prior to the effective date of registration and can also recover VAT on goods on hand at the effective date of registration. The third occasion covers claims for bad debt relief. If the business is on invoice accounting and the debt goes bad, then the full amount of VAT shown on the invoice can be included in box 4, assuming the whole invoice is still outstanding. If the business is on the flat rate cash accounting scheme, then a box 4 entry can be made for the difference between the VAT shown on the invoice and the amount of VAT the business would have accounted for under the flat rate scheme had they been paid. The VAT regulations specify that a business can withdraw from the flat rate scheme voluntarily. The regulations allow HMRC to agree an earlier or later date than the date a business notifies them in writing of the decision to leave the scheme. Once a business leaves the scheme, it cannot rejoin the scheme for at least 12 months. In summary, it should be noted that the flat rate scheme cannot be ignored. Although its purpose is to save a small business time when preparing its VAT returns and VAT accounts, in certain circumstances, the flat rate scheme can save a business money. If a business is in an area where the percentage is less than 12% and the business does not incur too much in the way of input tax, the flat rate scheme should be considered seriously. For example, consultants, business advisors, small bed and breakfast establishments all benefit from use of the scheme. Each business is different. Whether or not the flat rate scheme will benefit the business is a question for that particular business. Each case has to be considered on its merits. I would advise that all advisors consider the scheme carefully and advise their clients accordingly. Thank you for listening to this podcast, and I hope you found it useful.